Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Not included. Cannot be combined with other offers or promotions. Limit 10 per customers while supplies last.
We're back. It's 12 after, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast, and as I promised, Karen Post is with us. Karen is the branding diva. She's one of our top branding experts in our brain trust. She's our good friend, Karen. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back, Karen, as always. And Karen, I like talking about branding and brands, and I know you do, because But I do, because I've said something earlier before you got here, that I thought that that the concept of a brand, the concept of branding, a concept of building brand value in your small business, is one of the most, maybe probably the most top, the one in the top three, maybe three or four, most important issues that a small business owner should be contemplating for their business, and I'm sure you agree with that.
I do. You know, the brand is like the glue that connects you to the marketplace. I mean, you can have a great idea, a great operation, the best employees in the world, and without that connection to the market, it doesn't really matter a whole bunch.
Well, exactly. And but the thing that I think where the problem is, Karen, you and I probably talked about this a little bit before. And I do it as much as I can, because I think it needs to be said over and over again, and that is that a lot of times small business owners think that a brand is way out of their league. The brand is what General Motors has. A brand is what, you know, is what Sony has, or something like that. We think of those brands, and we get so intimidated. We think we can't have that, and that's just not true, is it?
That's right. Well, the big thing with that misconception is, those brands are powerful, and they have huge budgets, but their markets are the size of 20 universes. Most
right.
small business owners have a very defined, sometimes geographical, sometimes niche market, so it all becomes relative. So it is as important. There just may be a few less zeros in the budget, but it is as important.
The only difference, you're right, the only difference is the geography of their marketing strategy And the size of the budget.
Correct.
Otherwise, there's no reason why. In fact, I know a town where John's Steakhouse, for example, that's not the real name, is a little bitty family-owned steakhouse, and the big national chain steakhouse came to town. And he was really concerned about that. And you know what? He's just kicking their rear end.
I bet.
And because he understood that he had a brand, that he had something, that he wasn't trying to conquer the world. He was just trying to conquer his little corner of the world.
Right, and he's been there for a while. And even if you look at some of these huge mega brands that we're all familiar with, most of them started as small entrepreneurial businesses at the
right.
very beginning. You
That's
know,
right.
so... Yeah, so the small business owner needs to get that misconception out of their mind and start branding, and they will notice the difference on their bottom line and everything that they do.
It's one of the myths in the marketplace is that small business owners can't have a brand. What about brand names? Karen, let's talk about brand names. How big a deal is it to have a brand name?
A brand name is a huge deal. I talk about brand names as extra octane in your branding tank. Now, it's not to say that you can have a bad name and that you're going to be an unsuccessful business. That's generally not the case. But if you have a great name, it makes the whole process easier. A lot of times it can take less resources because you've got this momentum behind a name that is memorable, that has some distinctive feature to it, that has a good sound to it. And a lot of small business owners tend to get stuck in a box when they start thinking about names, and they use their left side of their brain, and they are very logical, in how they name their companies. And branding is very emotional, mm-hmm. and many times very obscure names can have a lot more horsepower than logical names. I mean, if you think about a name like Yahoo or Nike or Google or FUBU, I mean, those names, sitting at a boardroom table years ago, probably people would go, now, what does that have to do with what we're doing? But look at the success of those names, mm-hmm. because they're memorable, they're easy to say, they're easy to spell. And so I really encourage business owners to challenge the norm and to not take the logical approach with their name, but to come up with something that's much more emotional.
Well, absolutely. And I have a friend who, a guy named Phil Nolman, who says he took the sound of the word branding, and he said, you know, he talked about the last part of that word, ding. You know, he said your brand, you know, he talks about your brand or your brand name, and as you're talking about, being the ding that goes off in people's mind when they need something, when they think about you, when they think whatever they sell, you know, is the name and or the way that you meet their need, that what they need with your brand is what makes the ding go off in their mind.
And branding is about being distinctive. So if you call your printing company the Premier Printing Company or your technology firm Advanced Technology, that just sounds like one of many commodities that are probably fighting for space in your sector. So
yeah,
I think that great brand names, number one, really need to be emotional. They need to stick to the brain and be memorable and have some compelling sound, eye appeal, and have distinct qualities. A great brand name needs to have a personality, human-like traits, and it needs to have depth. It needs to be able to be leveraged in promotional and advertising and PR and other communication programs.
You know, I see people who have a brand for their company that doesn't tell me anything about what they do. It doesn't... maybe it's even disconnected. It actually sends me in a different direction. It not only doesn't tell me what they do or leave me, you know, knowing nothing, it actually diverts me, my attention, so to speak. It blows. I don't understand that.
Yeah, and a lot of companies, you know, sometimes they come up with a great name, but then they don't execute it,
right,
or they don't build frequency with their message, and that's a big factor. I mean, if you look at these companies that I mentioned, these big companies like a Nike or a Google, without their market presence, those names would not be so strong. I mean,
right. They've
been very effective in continuing to tell their story. So if you do take the obscure, more abstract approach, you have got to make sure you have a strong communication program.
Right. Karen Post, ladies and gentlemen, the branding diva. She's going to be right back after these messages. We're going to get her to help us come up with some brand names for being on our team.
It's a beautiful morning.
Back, it's 23 after. 800-531-3815, toll free coast to coast. Karen Post is our guest. She is the branding diva. And Karen, we would like to have your website, please.
My website is www.brandingdiva.com.
All right. And what will we find when we get there?
You will find lots of great articles, past issues of my newsletter that I do quarterly that's called The Brain Tattoo. And matter of fact, this current issue addresses this whole brand naming idea and goes in a lot of detail to help people figure out how they can create a brand name, and they can find all those back issues on my site also.
Okay, and they can subscribe to your newsletter there too,
yes,
as well, right?
And it's free. All they need to do is type in their email address and they will be a Brain Tattoo subscriber.
Folks, check that out when you get a chance and subscribe to her newsletter, because I'll tell you, I really think this is something that I believe, small business owners, that if you'll focus on the power of having a brand and developing and building it and naming it and supporting it in the marketplace and you know, integrating it into all of the execution of your business model, if you'll do that, I believe that you will grow, your business will grow just from that activity alone. Karen, what do you think?
I agree. Brand names are very powerful, and just don't use copycat names. Be original.
Right, yeah.
Don't do something that's hard to pronounce or spell, and just be compelling and try to think, like you said, that ing, that ing factor.
Right. What about, let's talk about, you were mentioning the name, the brand name. How can we do what you said? How can we come up with some names, with a name that's original, that is intuitive, that tells something, but be very, very, very brief, right?
Right. You know, in my article, when I talk about branding, I say that it's an art, a skill, and there is definitely some luck involved with creating the winning name. It's my suggestion that you come up with a whole bunch of possibilities that are short and snappy and easy to say and easy to spell. And then this is a process. It probably will not happen in one meeting or one day. Mm-hmm. Some companies engage naming firms that specialize in this area, and that can certainly be a solution. And while it is an investment, if you think that your name may be with your company for 10, 20, 30 years, you know, you divide that up by what you're investing in your name, and it's a good investment. So that may be an option for some folks.
I interviewed a guy one time on the show a long time ago. I need to get him back on now that I think about it. The name of his business was Whatchamacallit, and that's what he did. He helped people name their businesses.
That's great. That's great. I like that.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, Karen, is it doesn't have to me, a brand doesn't have to be cute or snappy or what. I mean, it'd be great if you can come up with that. But if it just tells the story, if it's just intuitive, you know, Nike, if Nike hadn't spent hundreds of millions of dollars letting you know that Nike means tennis shoes, you wouldn't know what Nike was. I mean,
and
some of the others. And so most of us aren't going to spend, we're not going to spend that kind of money. We don't have that kind of a budget. And so it needs to be something that tells people, the brand tells them what you do.
But let me tell you about Nike. Nike, well, I don't know if you know what Nike means. It's the Greek goddess of victory.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Phil Knight actually paid nothing for that name. One of his employees thought of the name. And then later they paid a graphic designer $35 to create that trademark.
A swoosh. Well, but the thing is, but most people don't know what that means. I mean, it's just not in our lexicon.
It's
common
hugely,
vocabulary.
Hugely powerful because of their execution.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And so you know.
Well, then they even had a campaign that's kind of had fun with the name. Remember the Nike and the Bikey commercials?
Yeah.
And all that?
So
that probably did more to tattoo people with Nike than anything. But we don't have that, most of us. We don't have as much of an ability to be out there in the marketplace as they do. And so I think we need to, I don't know if you agree with me. I personally would rather people, if they can't come up with with something that is snappy and clever, you know, that to me the default step is make sure that it tells a story.
Right. Well, you know, I think they're equally important. I tend to, me being the branding evangelist, and branding is about distinction, I think in most cases there are unique names and unique stories that can be told, mm-hmm. and those are really going to be the winners in this big branding game, whether you're a small business or a huge operation.
Don't we need to steer clear of cliches, though, like touch of class and things like that? I mean, those
are overdone, oversaid,
yeah.
and really have very little impact on the mind of the buying market, because everybody says that. And even in taglines, using words like quality, performance, and superior, this and that, those words are all overused and oversaid. So I think, to summarize, whether it's your brand name or your tagline or how you articulate your story, is I challenge your listeners to be fresh and be different and be memorable, and they will add so much momentum to their whole branding initiative.
Well said, Karen. Thank you for your time today. And another thing, folks, that I'd like to encourage you to do is go to Karen's website. That's brandingdiva.com. And check out all the information she has there. Subscribe to her free quarterly newsletter. Karen Post, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me, and good luck.
We'll see you next time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Quick break. I'll be right back with John Deeney. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Hello, friends. This is Jim Blasingame. It's with great pride and pleasure that I introduce our newest sponsor partner, Office Depot. As you should know by now, we're pretty particular about who we associate our brand with and recommend to you. In 5 years, my promise has always been to find and tell you about only the very best resources for your small business, whether that be an expert guest on the show or a sponsor. You probably didn't need me to tell you that Office Depot fits this profile, but I'm going to anyway. What you need to know, is more than words at Office Depot. When it comes to offering solutions for what you and I go through running our businesses, these guys get it. In the weeks and months ahead, I'm going to be telling you about some specific Office Depot offerings, but for now, I think it's enough that you should know, whether in your hometown store or at OfficeDepot.com, the folks at Office Depot want to be your partner too. If you haven't already, give them a chance to prove it. Thanks, Office Depot, for being on our team. Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. Hello, friends. This is Jim Blasingame. It's with great pride and pleasure that I introduce our newest sponsor partner, Office Depot. As you should know by now, we're pretty particular about who we associate our brand with and recommend to you. In 5 years, my promise has always been to find and tell you about only the very best resources for your small business, whether that be an expert guest on the show or a sponsor. You probably didn't need me to tell you that Office Depot fits this profile, but I'm going to anyway. What you need to know, is more than words at Office Depot. When it comes to offering solutions for what you and I go through running our businesses, these guys get it. In the weeks and months ahead, I'm going to be telling you about some specific Office Depot offerings, but for now, I think it's enough that you should know, whether in your hometown store or at OfficeDepot.com, the folks at Office Depot want to be your partner too. If you haven't already, give them a chance to prove it. Thanks, Office Depot, for being on our team. One of the best things I've ever owned is my IBM ThinkPad notebook computer. Actually, I have two, a T30 and a brand new T41. My ThinkPad notebooks make me more productive and keep me better connected online. IBM knows the importance of versatility and security, so they also offer ThinkPad notebook accessories that are not only handy, they're essential. Here's a great new offer from IBM. When you buy a new ThinkPad notebook from now until November 24th, IBM will throw in a Value Mobile Essentials Kit for free. Just ask. The kit includes a nylon carrying case made especially for the ThinkPad notebook, a security cable so you can lock it up, a retractable Ethernet cord, and you're going to love this, a wireless mini mouse. Here's all you have to do. Go to IBM.com/business center, order your new IBM ThinkPad notebook, and ask for the free Value Mobile Essentials Kit. Or you can call 888-IBM-5800, extension SMB, to order by phone.
Valid from IBM in the U.S. only. Shipping and handling not included. Cannot be combined with other offers or promotions. Limit 10 per customers while supplies last.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining me today, for hanging around. 800-531-3815. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget, subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And this week's feature article is all about this week, this Thanksgiving week. And I'm glad John Deeney decided to join us and spend a little time with us on this week, share some of his valuable information. John is the president of Management Performance Network, and he's our good friend. John Deeney, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Glad to have be back again. Thanks
good
for
to have
having
you, Good to have you back on. Thanks for spending some time with us on the holiday week. John, one of the things we've been talking about, this is a second maybe in a series of shows on bringing in professionals into a personal services business, and that's the world that you live in, and it's the world that I used to live in as a business consultant. So and it's hiring an employee is one thing, but bringing in a person on your level, a professional who can execute and do the things you do as a consultant or as a professional, you know, whether it be a CPA or a law firm or even a doctor's office, an architect, those kinds of things, or as a consultant, it's a little different from just hiring an employee, isn't it?
Oh, it's hugely different. You know, what we're talking about is that awful catch-22 in the personal services business. You're good enough at what you do that you have more business than you can handle.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you handle more business and still have it done as well as you do it? So it's a personal decision, and it's a decision that impacts every one of your clients.
It's something that I went through, and I have to be honest with you, I wasn't successful. And I made a couple of attempts to bring in, when I was a full-time consultant, I made a couple of attempts to bring in a person to share the professional load with. And I wasn't successful, and I'm taking the blame for that, but the responsibility. But I did it enough to know that it's a challenging assignment, isn't it?
It is, and you have to know in advance what you're looking for. The old saying is luck is opportunity meeting preparation.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know well in advance what a good partner would look like to you, then you're going to be stuck in just going along till you find someone that you think would work and trying to make it fit around them. And that's by far the less appealing of the two approaches.
Now, you use the word partner. Did you do that intentionally?
I did, and it's just because where I've been thinking of my personal business right now. But a partner is anyone that you're going to share the ups and downs with. Even as the owner of the company, you may soften it for them a bit. You may give them a base or a guarantee. But a partner is anyone whose compensation and lifestyle is dependent on their performance with your clients.
Mm-hmm. Does that have to mean that they own part of the business? Or can
Not
they just own part? They don't have to really own equity to be a partner, do they?
No, we have people in our organization, and there are others I know in CPA firms and in law firms who carry the title of principal. And that's kind of a code word for not owning any stock, but being a sharer in the profits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in our firm, as a matter of fact, we've made the decision to change everyone's title to principal.
Mm-hmm.
As an aside, as a negotiating thing, that's handy because if I'm in with a client and I want to make a decision, I say, well, you know, I can decide that. I'm a principal in this firm. Mm-hmm. If I don't want to decide it, I say, well, gee, you know, I can't decide that. I'm only a principal in this firm.
It's a handy tool, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's like a Swiss Army knife, isn't it?
Right. You open up whichever side you need.
That's
at
right.
The moment.
and then now there are people out there saying those darn consultants.
Right. Duplicitive fellows.
That's right.
The thing
about bringing in a person to share in this, you know, that's one of the biggest challenges of any personal services business is being able to bring somebody in who can have their own client base, perhaps. who can maybe take some of your clients if you started the company. And I want to talk about this some more when we come back with our good friend John Deeney, because there are more, millions more people out there doing what we're talking about right now than there were 10 years ago. And it's a very important topic. 22. Stay with us. We'll be right back. One of the best things I've ever owned is my IBM ThinkPad notebook computer. Actually, I have two, a T30 and a brand new T41. My ThinkPad notebooks make me more productive and keep me better connected online. IBM knows the importance of versatility and security, so they also offer ThinkPad notebook accessories that are not only handy, they're essential. Here's a great new offer from IBM. When you buy a new ThinkPad notebook from now until November 24, IBM will throw in a Value Mobile Essentials Kit for free. Just ask. The kit includes a nylon carrying case made especially for the ThinkPad notebook, a security cable so you can lock it up, a retractable Ethernet cord, and you're going to love this, a wireless mini mouse. Here's all you have to do. Go to ibm.com/business center, order your new IBM ThinkPad notebook, and ask for the free Value Mobile Essentials Kit. Or you can call 888-IBM-5800, extension SMB, to order by phone.
Valid from IBM in the U.S. only. Shipping and handling not included. Cannot be combined with other offers or promotions. Limit 10 per customers while supplies last.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. Hello, friends. This is Jim Blassingame. It's with great pride and pleasure that I introduce our newest sponsor partner, Office Depot. As you should know by now, we're pretty particular about who we associate our brand with and recommend to you. In 5 years, my promise has always been to find and tell you about only the very best resources for your small business, whether that be an expert guest on the show or a sponsor. You probably didn't need me to tell you that Office Depot fits this profile, but I'm going to anyway. What you need to know is more than words at Office Depot. When it comes to offering solutions for what you and I go through running our businesses, these guys get it. In the weeks and months ahead, I'm going to be telling you about some specific Office Depot offerings, but for now, I think it's enough that you should know, whether in your hometown store or at officedepot.com, the folks at Office Depot want to be your partner too. If you haven't already, give them a chance to prove it. Thanks, Office Depot, for being on our team. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, Carrie Jury is going to be with us, and he is with the Principal Financial Group, and we're going to talk about employee benefits, how to do a good job, some of the best practices that are out there, some of the new innovative ideas to make sure that you provide as much benefits, employee benefits for your folks. And then in the half hour after that, we're going to be visiting with a guy named Lance Cottrell, and we're going to talk about cybersecurity. That's coming up in the next hour. John Deeney is our guest. He is the president of Management Performance Network. He's part of the Tab Boards organization. John, tell us about Tab Boards.
Tab Boards are nationwide. We are in about 75 cities around the country, and there's about 140 of us, I believe, facilitating boards. We get groups of business owners together, 7 to 10 in a group, meet for 4 hours a month and act as each other's board of directors.
And go ahead.
They advise, they share, they support each other. No competitors, no customers, no vendors permitted in the same group. And over a period of time, they learn each other's businesses very well and lend about 200 years of management to the running of your company.
And a lot of moral support, too, huh?
Yeah, once in a while you need that. It can be lonely when you run your own company.
It sure can be. It doesn't have to be, though. We've proven that, haven't we, John?
Yeah.
But
you know, talk to somebody on a radio show.
That's exactly right. Tell us about the websites, though.
Our national website is tabboards.com with two B's, T-A-B-B-O-A-R-D-S. And locally, if you want to see what we're doing here in San Antonio, Texas, it's tabsanantonio.com.
So go to either one of those sites, folks, and you can find out about a tab board that might be in your area. And if there's not, you might be something you'd want to look into to become a tab board facilitator like John. John, more and more every year, people are starting personal services businesses. I'm going to venture to say that I don't know if it's millions, but it's certainly it's way, way in the hundreds of thousands. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And unfortunately, or fortunately, there's two sides to that, Jim. Mm-hmm. You know, there tend to be low overhead. You can start a personal services business pretty effectively out of your bedroom with today's communication.
Very low technology capital. Very low capital required.
And so they tend to get further on the longevity curve than going out and starting a retail store or a manufacturing operation or an inventory-based company.
Let me back up just a minute, John. I said very low capital. That depends on your lifestyle, folks.
That's true. The outkill continues.
Yeah, if you're a member of the country club and you want to continue to be a member, either get real busy or you might want to change. Think about it, unless you've got a lot of capital to start the business with, But anyway, it's
and you can't go out and get investors. It's tough to go to friends and family and say, "Hey, will you invest in my third bedroom?"
Right. No, that's not going to happen either. But the thing is that as more and more people are becoming unemployed, and not only unemployed, John, but unemployed and not likely to go back to the job that they had. More and more people are saying, you know what? So they're saying something I said in the late 80s, and that's, you know what? I'm going to do this on my own. I've got some things to say. I've got some things I think I can contribute, and the marketplace is ready for this, isn't it?
It's ready. You know, you bring up something that's really important, though, Jim, is are you replacing your job or are you opening a business? And either of those is acceptable. I talked to another fellow the other day that says, I'm starting a company and I'm going to build a business. And I said, well, what are you going to build it to? And he said, well, I'm going to build it until I have enough clients to match the income I used to earn in my job. And then I'm going to hold it there.
Huh.
Well, okay, but you're not building a business.
That's right.
You're self-employed, but there's a difference. And that's all right. If the plan is, and I know guys that have been successful for 10, 15, 18 years working out of their bedroom. They make a very nice living. They're certainly compensated as well as any executive. And they love the flexibility of their lifestyle. And they are very successfully self-employed. But I differentiate that from building a business. A business is where other people are out generating revenue and you're reaping some of the benefit.
And that's where we are in this discussion is as far as bringing somebody else in. And that's the break point. I mean, that's the break point in your decision-making process about your business. Are you self-employed, or are you trying trying to build a business? And so what about the person you're looking for if you decide to grow this business, if you decide to be a business and not just be self-employed? What do you bring in somebody experienced? Do you bring in a trainee, John? How do you make that decision?
Depends on what you're looking for. That's why you want to plan it out in advance. If you bring in someone, the point you made just before the last break, Jim, about do they bring their own or do you provide what they do, that's one of the most telling factors. That's one of the most important things to consider. If you're overburdened, if you cannot keep up with the amount of business that's coming in the door, bringing somebody in that's just as busy as you isn't going to fix anything.
Mm-hmm.
If you are handling all you can in one area of a business but find yourself continually turning down clients and saying, well, I don't do this part of it. I don't do that other related service.
So if you can add a discipline.
Right. Add a discipline. Add a service area. If you are just swamped and you find yourself doing everything, as many of us do, your chief cook, your bottle washer, you're sending out the invoices and you're cleaning up and you're writing the reports and making the charts, you may want to bring in somebody on a much lower level than you. Not an assistant.
Stand by, John. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to come right back to this point right after these messages. Hintail, stay with us. Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's BPLANS.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. Since I began broadcasting this show in 1997, part of my contract with you has been to introduce you to only the very best people, companies, and products that I can find. IBM fits that profile 100%. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know by now, IBM is my sponsor in bringing you this show and all of my other small business resources. Take it from me, IBM has done a great job of developing the kinds of products and services you and I need to grow our small businesses and that help us gain a competitive edge through technology. You can find all of IBM's small business offerings at ibm.com/business center, including a free electronic newsletter, special offers, and online advice on helping you make the right technology and e-business choices. I hope you'll say thanks to IBM for helping me help you by giving them first shot at your technology and e-commerce business. That's www.ibm.com/business center. It's a great small business website. Hello, friends. This is Jim Blasingame. It's with great pride and pleasure that I introduce our newest sponsor partner, Office Depot. As you should know by now, we're pretty particular about who we associate our brand with and recommend to you. In 5 years, my promise has always been to find and tell you about only the very best resources for your small business, whether that be an expert guest on the show or a sponsor. You probably didn't need me to tell you that Office Depot fits this profile, but I'm going to anyway. What you need to know, is more than words at Office Depot. When it comes to offering solutions for what you and I go through running our businesses, these guys get it. In the weeks and months ahead, I'm going to be telling you about some specific Office Depot offerings, but for now, I think it's enough that you should know, whether in your hometown store or at OfficeDepot.com, the folks at Office Depot want to be your partner too. If you haven't already, give them a chance to prove it. Thanks, Office Depot, for being on our team. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend John Deaney. John, give us your website again, please.
Tabboards.com for the national site, TabSanAntonio.com for ours.
All right. By the way, is your publication 103 Tips for Better Hiring still available?
Yeah, you can find that through our site at Tab San Antonio.
Tab San Antonio. 103 Tips for Better Hiring, folks. It's a little booklet that I recommend to you if you'd like to do a better job of finding the right people, which is one of the things we're talking about right now. John, when you bring in we're talking about hiring a principal, as John says. I'd rather not call them partners because that's a little presumptuous. But I like the word principal or associate. I think that was one of the words that I used a long time ago. But the idea is you're bringing in somebody who can go out and can service a client, can take care of what they're doing, whether that be computer work, whether it be business consulting, or could be a lot of different things. There are a lot of different personal services businesses out there, different kinds. And So whether you bring in a trainee or not, I think it has as much to do with you, the hirer, as it does with the business model too, John, because some people are good at generating business and helping and growing the customers, the clients, but they're not that good at training people. So I think that's one of the things you should take into consideration.
And that's one of the most important factors. We can spend some time on that next time around. What traits do you look for in a partner that are going to best complement yours?
Mm-hmm.
If you're like most entrepreneurs, I know the last thing you want is somebody just like you. There are hunters and there are farmers, mm-hmm. and we're all a different mix of the two. And if you're 100% hunter, if you're out there generating new business all the time and have difficulty with the follow-through, for instance, and have difficulty with the details, and we're only talking about one type of person, but obviously if that's the type you are, and many people who are quickly successful in personal services businesses are just like that, then you don't want to put another one of those on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be generating a whole lot more new business that you can't service.
When you bring these people on, John, how do you know there are a lot of different ways to compensate these people? And I'm just thinking of most of these personal services businesses are not going to have extra cash laying around just to throw into a salary. So it's difficult to bring in a person to be a principal or a partner, as you say, and to know how to compensate them sometimes, isn't it?
It is. And you don't want to short yourself by just getting the cheapest person you can find. Too many people make that mistake. Well, he didn't really have the talent or she didn't really have the talent I was looking for, but I could afford him.
Mm-hmm.
That's death in a personal services mm-hmm. business. You can't do that to yourself. It's your reputation out there, your brand, to pick up Karen's theme from the last half hour.
Mm-hmm.
And when that person goes out, it's with your company's name on it. So you have to make sure you find quality. And that may mean some sacrifice for you.
Right.
It may mean some sacrifice for them. Certainly it's easier in this day and age where we have a far greater population of downsized professionals who have terrific experience in companies and some financial wherewithal to stick it out until they establish themselves.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is they've got to, these people are, as principals, as partners, they've got to be self-sustaining pretty quickly, haven't they?
Yes. You need to draw a little graph for yourself, and one axis is time and the other axis is revenue generation. And you need to decide at what point they have to be self-sustaining and show it to them in advance.
Mm-hmm.
You need to sit down with them and say, look, by this point, I expect you will be generating this, or this effort isn't worth it to either of us.
Mm-hmm.
And give them that yardstick, give them that target so that they know what they're working for.
That's a very important
point. Otherwise, you wind up with resentment.
That's a very important point to get that established at the beginning, isn't it?
Absolutely. Otherwise, you wind up with resentment. I just mm-hmm. Counseled on a partnership situation last week where a partner was brought in and he took a draw, and he is now for an extended period of time, a year and a half, been making excuses about why the sales cycle is slower than he anticipated
right.
it was. But he's still taking the draw.
Yeah. John Deeney, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Have a good holiday. John Deeney, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back.
USA Radio Network News. This is John Scott. The Senate headed for showdown votes on Medicare reform today. The nearly $400 billion 10-year overhaul adds a prescription drug element to the federal entitlement program. It also creates incentives for private health plans to compete with Medicare coverage. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist says the landmark legislation will change the lives of 40 million seniors. President Bush pushing hard for the passage. The president will address nearly 4,000 soldiers, family members, and civilian employees at Fort Carson in Colorado Springs this afternoon.
Some relatives of troops lost in the Iraqi occupation have been invited to speak individually with President Bush. The president's trip is the second high-profile visit in less than 2 months to Fort Carson. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld spoke to soldiers and family members at the Mountain Post in early October. About 12,000 Fort Carson troops were deployed to Iraq. 27 Fort Carson soldiers have died since May, including 6 deaths this month. John Rivetti, Colorado Springs.
The U.S. military says Sunday's crash of a military helicopter in Afghanistan appears to be an accident. 5 soldiers killed, 7 were injured in that incident. Your portable phone now becomes has a portable number with it starting today. People in the nation's 100 most populated areas can take their number with them when changing providers. And it also allows consumers to change their home numbers to their cell and vice versa. Dow futures up 44 points, NASDAQ up 10. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'd like a corn dog, please.
Okay, that'll be $1.75.
Hey, lady, I'll give you one for $1.48.
Okay.
Wait, how about $1.12?
Sure.
How about 99 cents? And I'll bring it over to you for free.
Getting a low price always feels good. That's comparison shopping the new fashion way at Yahoo. Search, compare, and save at shopping.yahoo.com.
Yahoo! You're listening to the sound an angel makes. An angel visiting the Salvation Army's website at salvationarmyusa.org. It's an easy way to buy a toy for a needy child or set up your own red kettle where friends can help those in need this holiday season. Make a donation to our new online Red Kettle and Angel Giving Tree programs at SalvationArmyUSA.org.
Penalty phase deliberations for convicted sniper John L. Muhammad scheduled to get underway again this morning.
The jury that convicted Muhammad of killing 53-year-old Dean Myers deliberated on Friday but failed to reach a unanimous decision on whether to give him life in prison or the death penalty. Those jurors are returning to the courthouse this morning to try and reach an agreement. It may be good news for Muhammad, who was found guilty on capital murder, terrorism, conspiracy, and firearm charges, because the fact they cannot reach a unanimous decision indicates that there may be someone or several people who do not want to put Muhammad to death. During the trial, the defense team showed home movies of Muhammad interacting with his 3 children in an effort to humanize the man who terrorized the Washington, D.C. area for 3 weeks during October of 2002. Kathy Culpepper, Virginia Beach.
California Senate Transportation Committee will meet today to discuss ways to fulfill one of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's campaign promises. They'll consider how to repeal a law signed by the previous governor that allows illegal immigrants to obtain driver's licenses. This is USA Radio News.
Andre, you just got a world record price on a DVD player and a personal best online purchase time. How'd you do it?
I just stayed focused. Didn't try to click on the monkey's tail. Did what I had to do.
Were shipping costs a factor?
No, the conditions were good. Shipping was pretty much equal.
What about brand?
Brands are important, but I'm just taking it one day at a time.
There's a confidence that comes with getting a low price. That's comparison shopping the new fashion way at Yahoo. Search, compare, and save at shopping.yahoo.com.
The grocer strike is now in its 7th week in Southern California. There has been no progress in negotiations. A breakthrough aimed at lowering the cost of immunizing children in poorer countries being reported out of Havana. Cuban researchers claim to have developed the first synthetic vaccine against a bacterium that causes pneumonia and meningitis. City commissioners in Lauderdale, Florida, are considering a new law tonight which would set a color restriction on area homes. The debate was started last summer when one homeowner painted his house purple and gold. The neighbors complained to city officials the home was an eyesore.
I don't like purple. I never did, and I still don't.
If you want purple and gold, put it on Miami Dolphins, because it belongs on a football field. It doesn't belong on a person's home where property values are hurt.
The homeowner said he painted his home the colors of his fraternity. The commissioners vote on that tonight. For more on these and other stories, you can check out usaradio.com. John Scott on the USA
Since I began broadcasting this show in 1997, part of my contract with you has been to introduce you to only the very best people, companies, and products that I can find. IBM fits that profile 100%. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know by now, IBM is my sponsor in bringing you this show and all of my other small business resources. Take it from me, IBM has done a great job of developing the kinds of products and services you and I need to grow our small businesses and that help us gain a competitive edge through technology. You can find all of IBM's small business offerings at ibm.com/business center, including a free electronic newsletter, special offers, and online advice on helping you make the right technology and e-business choices. I hope you'll say thanks to IBM for helping me help you by giving them first shot at your technology and e-commerce business. That's www.ibm.com/business center. It's a great small business website.
Blood donation is one of the best ways to give life back to your community. It's safe, quick, and easy, and every day, blood donators become heroes by saving lives. So give the gift of life in your community today. Donate blood. This message brought to you by your local radio station.
Welcome to the Small Business Advocate Show, brought to you by IBM. Solutions designed and built to help small business. And Office Depot, what you need to know. And now, with over 1,200 consecutive live broadcasts, he's the Cal Ripken of radio.
I feel ready to go another 9 innings.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blassingame.
Hello, America, and good day to our friends around the world, wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening. Thank you very much for joining us, for hanging around with us today. We got lots of good stuff for you coming up this hour. We got a couple of new friends. Carrie Jury is going to join us in just a few minutes. Carrie is with the Principal Financial Group, and we're going to talk about some of the best practices that you can employ to provide benefits for your employees. You know, this is an area that this is a very, very critical area for small businesses to work on because, as you know, a lot of times, I mean, people come to work for a small business because they like what you do, but at the same time, they would like to think that they're not going to have to do without too much in order to do that. And if they've been used to getting benefits from a larger company, then they're going to ask about that. They're going to ask you about company benefits, health insurance, retirement, that kind of thing. And so, it's tough because these are all expensive things. Providing benefits for employees is a very expensive process, and you need to make sure that you can be competitive when you're hiring people, without taking the company down. And so, we're going to get Carrie Jury to tell us about that and talk to us about how we can do some of those things. Then in the next half hour, we're going to be visiting with Lance Cottrell, and Lance is going to talk to us about cybersecurity, an area that I'm very much interested in, and you probably are too. This is an area that we've all got to focus on more and more every day. It's almost 9 after. Stay with me. I will be right back.
The first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that streets a running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
One of the best things I've ever owned is my IBM ThinkPad notebook computer. Actually, I have two, a T30 and a brand new T41. My ThinkPad notebooks make me more productive and keep me better connected online. IBM knows the importance of versatility and security, so they also offer ThinkPad notebook accessories that are not only handy, they're essential. Here's a great new offer from IBM. When you buy a new ThinkPad notebook from now until November 24th, IBM will throw in a Value Mobile Essentials Kit for free. Just ask. The kit includes a nylon carrying case made especially for the ThinkPad notebook, a security cable so you can lock it up, a retractable Ethernet cord, and you're going to love this, a wireless mini mouse. Here's all you have to do. Go to ibm.com/business center, order your new IBM ThinkPad notebook, and ask for the free Value Mobile Essentials Kit. Or you can call 888-IBM-5800, extension SMB, to order by phone.
Valid from IBM in the U.S. only. Shipping and handling not included. Cannot be combined with other offers or promotions. Limit 10 per customers while supplies last.
Hello, friends. This is Jim Blasingame. It's with great pride and pleasure that I introduce our newest sponsor partner, Office Depot. As you should know by now, we're pretty particular about who we associate our brand with and recommend to you. In 5 years, my promise has always been to find and tell you about only the very best resources for your small business, whether that be an expert guest on the show or a sponsor. You probably didn't need me to tell you that Office Depot fits this profile, but I'm going to anyway. What you need to know, is more than words at Office Depot. When it comes to offering solutions for what you and I go through running our businesses, these guys get it. In the weeks and months ahead, I'm going to be telling you about some specific Office Depot offerings, but for now, I think it's enough that you should know, whether in your hometown store or at OfficeDepot.com, the folks at Office Depot want to be your partner too. If you haven't already, give them a chance to prove it. Thanks, Office Depot, for being on our team. Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com, that's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. We're back. 12 after, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Kerry Jury is a new friend of ours, ladies and gentlemen. He's vice president with the Principal Financial Group, and he's here to talk to us about something that's very important that you know we've talked about on this show before, and he's back. Kerry's going to join us today for another installment on how to make sure that we stay competitive and that we take care of our employees to the absolute best of our ability. Kerry, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate it.
It's good to have you here. You guys recently completed a tour of the country, didn't you?
Well, let me talk a little bit about just 2 years ago, Principal Financial Group developed a recognition program, and that program was the 10 Best Companies for Employee Financial Security, and we had 1,800 nominations this year.
Wow.
10 companies were selected. And these are the companies that actually, as you said, very critical to offer great benefits for their employees. These small to medium-sized businesses ranging in size from 19 to 550 were the winners, but they provided great benefits to their employees.
Well, and you got to go around and meet all these guys, didn't you?
I got to meet most of the companies this year.
It's pretty exciting seeing these guys out there doing what they do, isn't it, when you get to go meet these small business owners.
Absolutely, and what we were able to do out of this was actually put the best practices together in a best practices guide, and it was a very exciting guide that I think most of your listeners would really want to see and read, and actually they could get to it through www.principal, it's PRINCIPAL.com.
Okay, can they download it in a PDF there?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, good. I have a copy, folks, and I encourage you to check it out because you're going to see some smiling faces, some happy folks, and you're going to learn about some of the things that they do. And one of the things we do on this show, Kerry, quite often is to introduce the audience to people like your 10 winners, people who are out there, you know, they're out there working without a net and making it happen. And it's fun to meet them and to hear their stories. And I applaud you and your company for recognizing these people. And before we leave that topic for a minute, I want you to, in case anybody would like to participate in the process, I'm assuming you're going to do it again next year.
Yeah, absolutely, we're going to do it again. We'll be kicking it off in February of 2004. We'll be judging it sometime around May, and we'll be announcing the winners in September, I believe, of 2004. So I would encourage them to get to our website and enter for this year's recognition program.
Can they do it all online? Can they submit their application online?
Yep. Yes, they can.
Okay, good.
Online.
All right, so that makes it easy.
And the nice thing about the best practices guide also, it's free for them. Just like you said, it's a PDF file.
Yeah, so that sounds good. Check it out, folks. And that's at principal.com. Okay. Kerry, small businesses in the 20th century, to a large degree, we were and we considered ourselves and we were considered by others to be kind of mom and pops. We were kind of backwater mom and pop operations. You know, really the 20th century was the century of the major corporation. There's no question about that. But the 21st century is emerging differently, and more small businesses, all the way down to little teeny tiny companies, are being seen more as a very integral part, a very important part of the whole marketplace. More and more large businesses are partnering with small businesses. And so our stock has gone up a little bit, so to speak, and the level of our importance is being recognized. And because of that, we need to be hiring better people for our companies. We need to be hiring more capable professionals in our businesses. But in order to do that, we've got to be able to provide some level of benefits. And that's really hard for small businesses sometimes, isn't it?
You know, it is, absolutely. And I'll talk a little bit about that. But you hit on something that I'll just mention, because it was just an article last week that I read. It was the head of the U.S. Small Business Administration, Hector Barreto, said last week that the economic turnaround is being led by small businesses.
Yep.
More than 300,000 jobs have been created by those. And just the week before, 2 weeks ago, Federal Chairman Greenspan said that the odds are increasingly in favor of a revival in job creation.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you think about this and how critically important it is to really provide quality benefits to the employees, and that's both the depth and breadth of those benefits to attract and retain employees, you've just said exactly what this program is demonstrating, this mm-hmm. recognition program.
Well, coincidentally, Administrator Barreto said those things on this show last week. And
really?
Yeah, he's a regular guest on this show.
Great.
But the thing, we've got to realize that, and I think more and more of us are realizing this, Kerry, that we do need to provide these things. But you know what? We look at our financials. We've got them laid out on the table there, and we're saying, you know, where is it? How am I going to fund this? How am I going to do this? Some of it, you know, folks, there's no question it takes money. But also, being able to afford it and being able to get the most bang for your buck takes a little bit of extra effort and maybe a little creativity. Kerry, what do you think?
Creativity and innovation, absolutely. I mean, one of the things as I traveled the country and had an opportunity to talk to the CEOs and presidents of these companies, it was clear with every single one of them without exception, and that is when they said that it was about an investment in their people, truly their greatest asset, and if they could make that investment in their people, they know what they would be able to attract really good, talented people and retain
right.
those people. So they found ways. I mean, healthcare is the most sought-after employee benefit in the United mm-hmm. States today by employees. They found ways to control those costs. They found ways to get higher participation rates in their 401ks.
Give us some examples of what they did to control costs in healthcare.
Sure. Most of the companies that won this year were facing rise in healthcare costs of somewhere between 17% and 27%, which isn't unusual in the U.S.
That's exactly right.
They found ways to offer employees a choice in health plans, one with a lower premium, higher deductibles, higher co-pays, not significantly more, but at least enough to drive down the cost. We had one with a Lancet Software out of Eagan, Minnesota, that shaved 9% off their medical costs by just kind of redesigning the plan like that and working with their
9%. Wow. Talk about offsetting. That could have offset their whole increase for that year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, you know, the other thing is just making sure that we start educating the employees about the cost of health care. We did focus groups. Principal Financial Group did focus groups around the United States. And whether we were in Chicago or Los Angeles or Dallas or Atlanta, we found out when we asked people how much it cost them to go to the doctor, we got the same answer. It was
$10.
Mm. Well, it costs more than that. The average cost is closer to $70.
That's the copay.
People are convinced that's what it cost them.
Yeah, incredible. Stand by, Kerry. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with our new friend, Kerry Jury, Vice President of Principal Financial Group. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood.
Blessing Game here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. Hello, friends. This is Jim Blassingame. It's with great pride and pleasure that I introduce our newest sponsor partner, Office Depot. As you should know by now, we're pretty particular about who we associate our brand with and recommend to you. In 5 years, my promise has always been to find and tell you about only the very best resources for your small business, whether that be an expert guest on the show or a sponsor. You probably didn't need me to tell you that Office Depot fits this profile, but I'm going to anyway. What you need to know, is more than words at Office Depot. When it comes to offering solutions for what you and I go through running our businesses, these guys get it. In the weeks and months ahead, I'm going to be telling you about some specific Office Depot offerings, but for now, I think it's enough that you should know, whether in your hometown store or at OfficeDepot.com, the folks at Office Depot want to be your partner too. If you haven't already, give them a chance to prove it. Thanks, Office Depot, for being on our team. Since I began broadcasting this show in 1997, part of my contract with you has been to introduce you to only the very best people, companies, and products that I can find. IBM fits that profile 100%. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know by now, IBM is my sponsor in bringing you this show and all of my other small business resources. Take it from me, IBM has done a great job of developing the kinds of products and services you and I need to grow our small businesses and that help us gain a competitive edge through technology. You can find all of IBM's small business offerings at ibm.com/business center, including a free electronic newsletter, special offers, and online advice on helping you make the right technology and e-business choices. I hope you'll say thanks to IBM for helping me help you by giving them first shot at your technology and e-commerce business. That's www.ibm.com/business center. It's a great small business website. We're back at 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend, Carrie Jury. He's Vice President of Principal Financial Group, and that's principal.com. Is that the website, Carrie?
Correct. Principal.com.
Okay. We're talking about some of the best practices that Carrie and his organization have found talking to you guys. Have interviewed hundreds and thousands of, I guess, small businesses, small and medium-sized businesses out there. They've told you some of the things that they've done that have been some of the you've identified some of the best practices in the country, people who are making sure that they stay competitive with hiring employees, with acquiring the best talent, but also without gutting the bottom line. And we were talking about healthcare. Give us some more examples of how we can customize the healthcare programs that we offer our employees.
Jim. These are really the best practices of the very best that we're talking about, because these are the 10 best winners of the principal 10 best companies. So, I mentioned one of the things that Lancet Software did in offering more than one plan. There are numbers of things going on in the healthcare market today that we think will help drive down cost in the future. One of them is, it's called different things. It's a consumer-driven health care plan. It's been called defined contributions plans. But it really goes about providing for more of a consumer experience, and that experience is really educating the consumers on what is really critically important going forward, and that is about health and wellness and lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And we think that'll have significant inroads into driving down cost in the future and making that person very aware of what's going on from a cost of healthcare standpoint as well.
Is one of the things companies are doing is noticing, paying attention to the lifestyle of a prospective
employee from the standpoint of, for example, smoking or those kinds of things? I mean, can we, you know, I mean, to me, I avoid smokers as applicants, because if I know that they smoke, because that's going to contribute to, they're not going to be at work as much. They're not going to, and they're going to put a higher load on our health program.
It certainly contributes to the health care cost. And, you know, Principal has a site that's principalhealthcare.com, which provides all kinds of great information around health and wellness. And so it'd be a great site for people to just go in and look at to see what's out there. You know, the other one is just encouraging participation in care management programs.
Right.
You know, much of the cost that we pay today in benefits goes to those with diseases like asthma and diabetes and heart problems. So disease management has become a very great way for companies to control costs. So small to medium-sized businesses might want to find out if their health care providers have disease management programs.
All right. Let's move over into the retirement programs. Tell us about some of those best practices.
Sure, sure. You know, one of the things that was going on with the Principal 10 Best is that we had such a high level of participation rate in the 401ks. The average employee participation rate was 96%.
Wow.
Which was unbelievable. You know, all nine of the companies that provided 401ks were matching. Provided matched benefits to their employees.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give a couple examples of some of the things we really saw. Mimic Insurance Company out of Michigan consolidated different types of retirement plans with one provider. They were offering a 401k plan and a pension plan, and they provided a combination into one provider. They saved 35% on the retirement plan cost.
Wow.
And so it's working through innovative and creative solutions that these companies are really, really about and what they're doing. Delta Dental Plan of Iowa shows employees that do not contribute up to the maximum 401k match exactly how much benefit they're missing out on.
Mm-hmm.
What they find is the employee then goes back and defers more into their 401k.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really truly about innovation. It's around really providing knowledge and communication to the employees.
And slowly but surely, slowly is the operative word there, folks, but also seems to be surely, the tax code is morphing more into the 21st century marketplace, and hopefully away from the 20th century marketplace. The way because it is a different marketplace, isn't it? The 21st is this century is different from the last one, isn't it, Kerry?
And when you said that small companies are now starting to work with large firms, more and more large firms are outsourcing things to the smaller companies.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right on point with what's going on. So small companies will need to attract and retain quality employees in the future. You're right on point.
Well, and we've got to continue though to work on getting the tax code so that it is more favorable, and not so unfavorable to small businesses, and to give small and medium businesses the parity that some of the huge companies have with regard to tax benefits, and to make it to where small and medium sized businesses can have the same ability to deliver these programs to their employees. Kerry, I've got about 30 seconds left. Any last thoughts?
I think your program is very interesting, and again, I say you're right on point. And my thoughts are, if you think about what it really costs to hire an employee, I mean, it costs a company about one-third of a new hire's annual salary to replace an employee by the time you go through recruiting and training and all of those things. So I would encourage companies to really think very hard about their philosophy in providing good quality benefits to their employees.
Right. I'll give us your website one more time, Kerry.
It's www.principal.com. And once again, they can sign up for an entry form in February of 2004. And forms will be available online in February of 2004 as well.
Thanks a lot, Kerry. Will you come back and do this another time?
Absolutely love to.
We'd love to have you back. We will do that sometime. Thanks,
okay.
Kerry. See you later.
Sure.
Quick break, 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.